Welcome to Xbox Gamer Radio, episode 33. I am your host, DT Crazy.
Who happens to be on drugs.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it would seem because, so you know, earlier, but...
It used to be Xbox Solo Radio, and now it's like back to Gamer.
Well, do you want to start over?
No, but just...
Then stop complaining. Okay, so we have a...
Grant Radio.
Yeah.
What's up?
I don't know. I'm gonna... you know how I said if they didn't respond to my email, I was gonna, like, start, like, spamming their inbox?
How long has it been?
I don't know, a few weeks. So, we forgot to read the emails last time, so we're gonna read them this time. And, yeah. So, we, beat Squizzy's, record of comments.
And I beat my video game record.
Yeah, why?
Playing, I believe, 16 hours rate of video game.
Oh, at Kalen's?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, March break is a whole new opportunity to catch up on my Pandora Tomorrow, which I love. That is seriously one of my favorite games.
Then why are you never online with it?
I don't like the online play of it, really. But I really like the campaign. It is seriously one of my favorite games.
Are you on drugs?
No, it is one of my favorite games. I look back at other games.
Like, sneaking around and throwing bombs and people blow up. Hilarious.
It is seriously one of my favorite games of all time for Xbox. Like, besides my main games for Xbox.
What are your main games?
Halo 2 and CS.
And those two you play a lot.
Those are good. But I love Pandora Tomorrow. It's one. I just love it. It's like, when I first got it, I didn't play it, and then I played it, and it's so much fun.
Okay, what do you play constantly?
I seem to be playing on live. Halo 2, obviously. That's my
main game. No, just on Xbox.
On Xbox? Right now I'm playing Pandora Tomorrow.
That's it, constantly.
Constantly.
Like, overall.
Overall.
And you can pick more than one game.
That's a...
But just don't list your whole Xbox. Because I know you, that you don't play all your Xbox games.
The ones that I'm playing, like, right now, these past few weeks, have been Pandora Tomorrow, on campaign, Pandora Tomorrow, and the one I rented, I've been playing that since I rented it yesterday, Rainbow Six 3 Black Arrow.
Well, I'll review, so don't tell me games you own that you seem to be... overall.
Yeah, right now, on campaign, Pandora Tomorrow is probably the most on campaign, because everything else I play on Xbox Live. But this week, I'm going to definitely continue playing Pandora Tomorrow and play Crimson Skies, because I've neglected that, and Paintball, because I've played CS an average amount of time. I've played Halo 2.
Pandora, you don't play Halo 2 and Counter-Strike anymore.
What? No.
Because if I were to pick for you...
Yeah.
...that you're playing constantly...
Yeah.
I'd say CS and Halo 2.
Those are my Xbox Live constantly games.
Well, I'm talking about overall.
Overall? Xbox. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, probably Halo 2. That's the one that seems to be always in my Xbox.
Would you pick more, like... Are you only playing that game constantly?
Halo 2?
Yeah.
Like,
overall, it doesn't have to be one game.
Overall, just like I said, Halo 2, definitely one of the biggest. CS, definitely one of my favorite Xbox Live first-person shooter games. And Pandora Tomorrow, one of my favorite. Okay, if I could make all my Xbox games into categories, okay? Best Xbox, not best, like my favorite Xbox Live game, my favorite campaign game, and my favorite, I don't know, something else. Favorite Xbox Live game, probably hands down Halo 2, or CS is good too, but if it just depends what you want. And then Pandora Tomorrow, definitely. I love that on campaign, because Halo 2, you can play campaign and you beat campaign and you have fun with campaign, but when it gets down to Xbox Live, you have more fun. Generally, I know I did on Xbox Live. Because I mean, this is the big debate with Xbox Live. Some people like it, some people don't. Some people say, well, you know, I'd rather play with a few, like, friends coming over rather than people I don't know in Japan or whatever in the U.S. And I say, well, who cares? As long as you're having fun, I don't care who I'm playing. As long as they're not total assholes, then I'm...
I like guest games because such as Halo 2,
yeah.
Ghost Recon 2, and Crimson Sky.
Yeah, you need to be able to guests.
I can bring my... Like, it's like a four-player game, but yeah. Yet we get more people.
Yeah. No, but the games that are good are the games that you can incorporate a lot of people into it, so you're not, like, antisocial all the time. Like, Halo 2, you can bring in three guests with you, and you do team training, and it doesn't lower the quality of the games. They're still okay games. Not as good as if you're playing on your own, but, I mean... Most people on Xbox Live, they have, like, guests and stuff, and I think it's a good feature. Like, games like CS, you don't get that, because it's only campaign and then Xbox Live. So, it really... So, what
you
would...
Know, campaign sucks on CS.
I haven't played campaign, so I can't really say anything. But, so what would you say is your, favorite Xbox Live game and favorite campaign game out of all your games, because you have a lot.
All right, let me tell you, the Xbox has been used like crazy for the past ever since my birthday, basically.
Yeah.
I'm constantly playing.
And you know, before I cut you in again, but it seems, I don't know, for some strange reason. I don't know, since you got Xbox Live, I seem to be on Xbox a lot more, but I was kind of surprised with myself, because you had a point there when you were saying, why are you buying Pandora tomorrow, you never play it, and I did never play it, but now I'm so glad that I bought it, because it's one of my favorite games, it's so much fun. So you can go on with yours.
Anyways, okay, I'm either playing... Okay.
Yeah.
Halo 2.
Mhm.
Ghost Recon 2.
Yeah, you're constantly on Ghost Recon 2.
Or lately,
Burnout 3.
Especially yesterday, Burnout 3.
But what would you say out of all your Xbox Live No games is the one that you tend to have the most fun out of overall?
Well, I can't really, because there's okay, Halo 2. I get tons of great, funny guys in that.
Yeah, Halo 2 is a good game like that.
Alright.
Yeah.
So, the people on Halo 2 are the best. They're probably... The people beat Burnout 3 people and Ghost Recon 2 people.
I like Xbox Live games that you can really... I don't know. You're not really making friends, but you can really, like, get people that you can... that are actually, like, semi-normal most of the time, and you can actually, talk to them as if they're normal people, and, like, you can really, in the sense, like, Xbox Live, your friends list, you can really make friends that you can play good games with, and games like Need for Speed Underground 2 on Xbox Live are difficult because everyone just seems to be an ass on it, and they just, you don't make friends on it. You just go and play random games, and you don't, like, because it's a single-player game. You're not in teams on Need for Speed Underground 2. So, games like Halo, you can really get a lot of fun out of in that sense.
Okay, anyways, continuing on.
Yeah.
That is the best gameplay. On Ghost Recon 2, it's so intense.
What game?
Ghost Recon 2.
Oh, yeah.
I could, like, the gameplay itself. But the people are constantly dissing all the games I like. They're so narrow-minded. They're like, Ghost Recon 2 is the only good game ever created.
Yeah.
And I try to persuade them. So that bugs me. Sometimes I have to pull out the headset because I can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
Also... Then you hit Burnout 3, which is like The bad thing about that is there's constantly new stuff. You know how many unlockable cars there are?
On Burnout 3? How many?
Yeah. I think like 70.
70?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And there's...
That's a lot.
212 maps.
212? How could... I mean, it's a good thing to have variety, but that's just going a bit far. I mean,
plus,
I don't know. Is that good?
What?
Is that good, having 210?
Yeah, I'm constantly unlocking stuff. I'm like, I unlocked about three cars maybe today, and about 15 maps.
Yeah.
And yesterday I unlocked about 8 cars and like 1 map.
Yeah, so...
But anyways, I'm like, oh, that persuades me to get it, because I'm like, oh, I'm only a few million dollars away from getting a car, or a few million dollars away from getting...
Cars aren't $1 million.
Well, okay, the first car you win starts at, like, $5 million, and each...
So I take it that money's easy to get in this game?
Well, I was just about to explain that. Each game you get about... $200,000 to $1 million.
Oh my god, that's pretty good. So
right now my next car,
yeah,
cost me $50 million.
$50 million. Is it a good car?
I say fairly good.
Yeah.
And
so what's the best car you can get? How do you know how much that is?
The best cars you can get is you have to beat all, like, you have to come first place in all the races.
Yeah.
And you have to get the headline.
Yeah.
There's 20 headlines, and that's when you do something, like, crazy. Like, you go up flying in the air, and you, like, make another guy go up flying in the air, and he crushes, like, a car, and then that car, like, flies in the water, and that car, like... flashes a car off the track, and
yeah,
it's like something crazy, and you get a headline for.
Yeah.
So there's 2 cars like that.
Yeah.
That are like... extremely hard to get.
So that's Ghost Recon 2, but what is your favorite, I don't know if you said, campaign game that you can just play by yourself and it gives you...
Campaign.
Yeah.
Hard. It's a nice little movie called...
Yeah. I think, I don't know, I can't say this for you, but for me, I like RPGs. I'm not in love with them, but I think they're a good concept. And I think the good thing about RPGs, it's like you're in another world, but you're not on Xbox Live, and you can interact with things, and it's like you're in the game. And you played Sudeki, didn't you, or Sudeki?
Sudeki, yeah, I played it.
Yeah, and I think you gave it a bad rating, didn't you?
I gave it like a 6 out of 10.
Yeah, because, what's
Which
that?
Is okay.
Yeah.
It's like, I'd suggest every person should run just once. I didn't beat it.
Yeah.
But I rented it once, and that was enough.
And it was okay.
But, yeah. It was like sort of fast pace at the beginning, but then it just kept doing the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah. What's that? Is Tommy Tallarico and Victor Lucas, are they on Electronic Playground or Reviews on the Run?
They're on both.
They're on both?
On Judgment Day.
They have 3 shows.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because I missed Electronic Playground yesterday because I was watching G4, and which...
I missed it because Alex was...
Which... I have to say, okay, I'm always dissing the screen savers because they're getting so bad. Hate that show now, I don't even take the time to watch it. But, a lot of the other shows on, G4 are still good. Like, I don't know, I liked Reviews on the Run. That was a good show because they were, I brought up Sudeki, or Sudeki, they, I don't know, because they were, facing off Fable and Sudeki, and Fable 1, obviously.
Fable.
Obviously Fable 1. Because they were saying, okay, they were saying that, like, and looking at it, like, I haven't played either, but you can tell which one's gonna win by the way they look. Tsudeki looks a bit cartoony, and Fable.
Tsudeki's all anime.
Yeah, and Fable is a bit more trying to be realistic, and yeah. I think that's why Fable won in their show up. So I thought we could do that this week. What game should we?
Are you going to do the game, or am I going to do the game?
Well, both of them. Okay. You pick a game that you like, and I'll pick a game that I like. But
but they have to be the same thing. You can't like compare a first person.
Yeah, to a racing game. Yeah, there's no way you can do that. Let's say you played CS, haven't you? You played CS.
Yes.
CS versus Halo 2 is not—they're not the same thing. They don't need—they don't try to do the same thing. So I don't know if we can do that. Like Halo's a lot more detailed in the Xbox Live Play.
If you're picking two games, they have to be from like the same time period too.
Yeah, cause like the difference in technology and stuff. So Halo 2 is pretty new, but I don't know a first-person shooter that, let me see. You try to pick two games, I don't know.
Well, I could pick two games, but the one you can't play, like you haven't played before.
Oh, Unreal Championship?
No.
Now I know why you didn't want Unreal Championship, because Unreal Championship 2 is coming out in a few months.
Yeah, that's why I said.
It wasn't your choice to get it. So, I guess that isn't that good, but, so what games were you gonna show off?
Okay, how about Crimson Skies versus EOA?
We've already faced that off, and Crimson Skies won.
Now.
Yeah, like, two episodes were like, okay, picture this, Crimson Skies versus EOA. Well, oh my god. My water heater is constantly running.
Oh, can I ask you a question?
Okay, what?
What the heck happened to you with Need for Speed Underground? You were like playing that constantly, and now you hardly ever play it at all.
I know, I don't know. I liked that game too. That's a good game.
Well,
I like that a lot.
I can't play any racing games except Burnout 3 because they all look crap to me.
The live games are
compared to Burnout 3.
The live thing of live gameplay of Need for Speed Underground 2 is pretty good, but I just can't play campaign to get a good car. So everyone's making fun of me though, like, because I have the default car that I went and I did the. It's the stupidest thing for campaign because you drive around the city. And basically, you keep on going around to different garages and getting stuff, but you don't have any money because it's supposed to, maybe it's just me, it's supposed to get you to be in races with people, and I think that's a good idea. You drive around, and then someone's like, hey, buddy, let's fight or whatever, and they're like, no, let's car race. But I've never done this because I don't know where to do this, and I've been around all the city, and I've been around to. It's kind of like the same idea as...
You haven't been in any races.
What? No.
You haven't been in any
I've been in different garages. I keep on going all around the city in this stupid campaign.
Are you serious? You haven't been in one race in campaign?
In campaign? No. I haven't. Like, on...
That is insane.
Like, there's campaign, like, that you... It's, what I forget what they call it. There's
quick
campaign
race.
Where it's yourself, and then there's, like...
Quick race.
Then there's multiplayer, so... people keep on messaging me.
Who? Like people on MSN?
Yeah, Huey. and I was watching Collateral, so I didn't get to play. And I was skiing this morning, so I didn't get to play, Rainbow Six 3.
Yeah, my latest addiction, I have so many, like, TV for one, I'm sort of addicted to. Okay, I have a feeling... I'm gonna be addicted to this anime TV show.
What is
you
it?
You know Alex?
Yeah.
Well, the TV show, I don't know how to pronounce it, like, New Kuroko or something like that.
What channel is it on?
I have no idea. It's, like, on, like, Cartoon Network or something.
Yeah. Don't get it.
Alex has season 1, 2, 3, and 4. Which is 162 episodes.
It's a lot.
He said he would lend it to me.
That's good.
So, I don't know. Maybe I should watch it. Get into it. But, I don't know. And then I've been addicted to Burnout 3 because I'm like, I need that new track. I need that new car. I need that.
Yeah. That's what's good about games, that they get you actually doing stuff instead of just actually playing the game. Like, you have to, like, work to get better at it. Like, Halo, kind of just go. You don't have to get armor or anything, which is, it isn't a part of Halo 2, so I guess it's good, but, yeah. So, I had the weirdest experience this morning. We have this weird shampoo.
Don't tell me.
Okay.
I'll be back in like 5 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Can you just go on a little rant?
Yeah,
don't
sure.
Make anything shampoo stuff.
It's weird, the shampoo. It's the weirdest feeling you'll ever feel. It made me sick after I used the shampoo. So I guess I'll tell you about it, Taylor, later. So I'll go into one of my topics that I had. I was saying that Tech TV G4 is getting better. I know the screensaver sucks completely. That was good 5 months ago. Then they fired everyone. And they did this on a few other shows too. G4 is getting really stupid. And it's not even G4 Tech TV anymore, it's just G4. But, Call for Help, I like that show. I saw 4 episodes of it yesterday, and I'm in love with it. And it's not gonna, give me, like, I'm gonna, it gave me some good ideas, but it turned out that none of them were very good, because, okay, first of all, this one little girl wanted to make video games, and they recommended this one software, and they said it was free. But it isn't, it's like $1,000. And it's really for like developers and stuff. And then they recommended this one program, Logon, hold on, let me see what it's called. Logon Studio, which changes the logon screen for Windows XP. But it doesn't, it crashes every time you go in it, so I can't use it. Not much help at all. Let's see what else they recommended. This thing called CDEX or something, it converts songs. They recommended
that.
Okay. And that didn't work either. So, none of the advice that Call for Help gave their people was any very good, but it's still a good show, and I'm kind of addicted to it now.
Call for Help.
Yeah. Like the TV show on G4.
Extremely boring.
Oh, I love that show, and it's they try to be funny. They're not really funny, but they try to be funny.
No.
They're like, I don't know.
Okay, I have an idea.
Okay.
Versus?
Yeah.
How about we do this?
Okay.
Can you put up Notepad or something?
Yeah, I have Notepad up because I have notes and stuff.
Okay. Because we're each going to do our quick versus.
Okay.
You can do yours.
Yeah.
On 2 games. It doesn't have to be one I play. I'm doing mine on Halo 2 versus Recon 2.
Okay. And I will do one on, I think Pandora Tomorrow, because that's my game of the week.
Pandora Tomorrow and Counter-Strike.
Yeah, okay.
Or another thing, okay?
Okay. So what are we doing?
The stuff you have to compare.
Okay.
The graphics.
Yeah.
The, like, audio.
Yeah. Because, okay, before you move on, okay? Some games have really, they really do a lot to the audio, like Fable. The audio is brilliant on that game, I have to say.
Yeah, I have to say
they
so.
Put so much effort into the audio. It is one of the best audios. I was listening to it yesterday. I'm actually considering each week we do a different soundtrack, like background music, from a different game that are like good. And I'm gonna do Fable
when?
This week. What?
we do it. I never know if there's music in the.
No, there isn't. But I said starting this week.
Oh,
and I was
yeah,
thinking I'd put maybe Fable's music in the background this week since I they were. I was listening to the audio when they were reviewing it on Reviews on the Run, and I'm like, wow, this is really good. So I'll try to get that for us.
And we're both starting to break up.
You but are,
it's,
but
it's bearable. No, you are for me.
Well, it doesn't matter because I'm one recording. You're okay. Not really. It's you can hear you most of the time. Okay, so
yeah,
what?
I can understand. But
what else do we compare?
Okay, visual, audio.
Oh, hold on a sec. I started downloading again, so I'll stop that. Okay, visual, audio.
Gameplay.
Gameplay.
That's like offline.
Controls. Oh, okay. Controls.
Controls. Yeah.
Yeah.
Xbox Live Play.
Yeah.
Like the people and everything.
Yeah.
That's basically all I can think of. That's basically all.
Yeah. So, okay. Do you want me to go into my games first?
Yeah, you can go into yours.
Okay. So, head to head, CS. Hold on. CS versus Pandora Tomorrow. CS, hands down, graphics. Pandora Tomorrow definitely wins. CS has good graphics, but Pandora Tomorrow, there's a lot more that they have to do to the graphics because there's night vision and heat vision, and it just, there's really a lot of effort put into the graphics on Pandora Tomorrow, I have to say. CS, it's a CS, if you didn't know, they took Half-Life, most people know, and they just modded it to make this game, CS. And then they made it for Xbox and everything. Who made it, who makes, CS? It's,
Yeah, actually.
What?
I have no idea.
It's such a, it's like Fuel or something, I don't know. I'll find that out later. But definitely Pandora Tomorrow wins graphics. I can't say much about the audio. CS doesn't have really a lot of audio, so I'm gonna have to give that to Pandora Tomorrow, because at least they have the sounds. Not a huge soundtrack to it, but
CS is fire in the hole.
Yeah, that's basically it. and yeah, nothing much to it. Gameplay, I'd have to give that campaign definitely Pandora Tomorrow, because CS doesn't have an. I can't really say anything about it because I haven't played the campaign, but I'm probably still gonna have to give it to Pandora Tomorrow. Xbox Live Play will definitely go to CS. That's the one thing it can win, because CS, easy system, you get into the game. Pandora Tomorrow seems like there isn't as many games on there, and it's not as easy to do stuff. Controls. Pandora Tomorrow has a lot more elaborate controls to actually do. CS is basic first-person shooter controls, which we usually say basic Halo 2 controls. So, I'm gonna have to give the controls to Pandora Tomorrow because, it's just a lot more to do, but like changing stuff and changing weapons, and it's like trying to be like stealthy, I guess, but, so overall Pandora Tomorrow wins. If I could rate them, I'd probably give, they're both really high games, I'd probably give CS a 7 and Pandora Tomorrow an 8, because they're both very good games, and I'd recommend them both. So, I'll say the good things and the bad things about each game. Good thing about Pandora Tomorrow, graphics, audio, all the effort that's put into it, the storyline, very elaborate. Bad things, sometimes they're not as clear as at what you have to do, but I assume as you get more into the game, you'll learn the controls a bit easier. But at the starting, it's sometimes maybe a bit confusing to some people.
Such as me.
Yeah. And CS, very good things, very simple controls, very easy Xbox Live gameplay. Just get in there, shoot 'em up. It's an easy story to follow what you have to do. It's simple. Bad thing about CS, graphics, okay, audio, didn't put anything into it. Good thing about CS, they're neither have a really amazing Xbox Live as like meeting people and stuff, but because you basically just go into a game, then you don't really make friends with anyone. Some people invite you to games and stuff, but it's not anything like Halo 2. So definitely, Pandora Tomorrow wins my showdown of the two games. So you can go into yours now.
Okay. I'll do Halo first.
Okay.
Graphics versus Halo 2.
Yeah.
And Recon 2.
Yeah.
Halo definitely, those videos in Halo 2, like, blew me away, really. They were beautiful, the videos. They were like, you could make a movie.
Out of Halo.
Yeah, with the graphics.
Yeah.
Rainbow Six. No, Rainbow Six.
Ghost Recon 2.
Recon 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. The graphics are basic. I think they're just as good as Ghost Recon, like Island Thunder. They didn't really improve at all. So.
Yeah. Like, would you say, like, Halo and Halo 2, both very well done games. I mean, they screwed us on Halo 2, but it's still, hands down, a good game. But are the graphics really that different in the first one and the second one? I think the
All you have to do. Is look at a Halo 1 Ghost and a Halo 2 Ghost.
Yeah.
Complete change. Graphics are so much better than Halo 2.
Yeah.
As you...
They're different. They did a lot.
You pointed out.
Yeah.
Space in Halo 1.
Yeah. Space in Halo 1.
Space in Halo 1. Was blue because they can afford black. Now they have in Halo 1, they have black with stars and blown up ships. And
you mean in Halo 2 ships. They do?
Yeah, Halo 2.
So what were you saying? Space in Halo 1 was blue?
Yeah.
Because they couldn't afford black.
Yeah.
How could they not afford black? It's a video game.
They couldn't afford black.
It's like saying, how could you not afford to like scan something? You're just scanning it. The only thing it's wasting is electricity. It's not wasting ink or anything.
Well, they couldn't afford the ink.
They couldn't afford the space on the disc, maybe? I don't know. I'll have to look back at the space that you're talking. On the opening screen, if that's supposed to be space, I guess it is blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Okay, can
continue. Oh, graphics went for Halo 2.
Yeah.
You have the audio, which cuts it close.
Halo is good. It's well done.
The only thing that makes Ghost Recon win is when you hear bullets whizzing by your ears and your teammates are sitting beside you shooting and screaming in pain.
Yeah, that's ambiance. That's like how, like, it's like how it surrounds you. Like, they were, like, say you hear a butterfly whizzing around you, that's ambiance.
Yeah.
So if it has good ambiance, if it's just like a bullet's there, but you can't feel
that's
that it's
like
going
Halo
beside
2.
You. Yeah.
Halo 2, you can hear bullets, but don't know what way it's coming from.
Yeah, it's
from,
just
or
bad.
How close it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, but. Hey, with the graphics, with the Recon 2 did something good.
Yeah.
Never mind, it has nothing to do with the graphics. Anyway, audio. The players talking, like, Cortana and Master Chief and Sergeant Johnson and, you know, the Brute.
Yeah.
Leader guy.
Mm-hmm.
Those four, or three or whatever, they had amazing voice acting.
They did put a lot of effort into getting unique voices in Halo 2.
Yeah, I know. And then I love the Elite's voice. Elites could talk English. I could understand what they were saying.
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing.
It's pretty good. What
the
bullets
whizzing by your ear. That makes a great game.
Yeah.
Gameplay? Recon?
Who gets it for audio? Ghost Recon 2 or Halo 2?
Ghost Recon 2.
Yeah.
So right now they're tied.
Mm-hmm.
Gameplay? Recon 2 is something really funny. When you shoot, the enemy and the allies can see on their screen with little arrows where the bullets are coming from.
Yeah.
Even if they're like a mile away from me, which is cheap and good. It's cheap when you're far. Except, like sometimes, when ally will be like trying to kill a guy, so I shoot, so they come after me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
but gameplay in Halo 2, the campaign's amazing. The story's amazing.
Yeah,
I found
it
really weird because Halo 1, the game, the story, was so slow. You were on Halo,
but it was thought out. Like,
you were in one building.
Okay.
For like five levels.
Okay, Taylor, think of it this way. Okay, in Halo 1, you stayed on one spot for 10 levels. In Halo 2, you just kept on jumping around. And they did it. They kind of rushed it into 15 levels. So what would you rather want? Maybe a game with fast pace
combined.
Fast pace.
I didn't like the fast pace. You're on Earth for like two levels.
That's cheap.
And then you're on one Halo for like three levels. Then you're on a Covenant home planet for like five levels. Then you go back to a Halo. Then you go to a Covenant. Then you go to like another place.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
The ending, when I'm thinking about it right now, the ending was the ending was kind of like when I was sitting in the theater watching the second Lord of the Rings, and then must have been the first one, and then it just kind of ends. Then the lights turn up and the credits roll, and it's like when I was watching Collateral. They just kind of end it. I don't even know how it ended. I think the guy said, "We're getting off at the next stop," and then the guy that was killing people just stayed on the subway, and then they roll the credits. I hate movies that you're just wondering what's gonna happen. They think, well, we're being good because we're gonna make them have an imagination and think about what's happening. But I don't know. I don't like movies like that. So it was kind of like games.
I wouldn't have cared if they didn't say Halo 2 was the last Halo.
Yeah. I would have said, well, I'm gonna like.
I would say, oh, that's pretty good ending.
Yeah. But
since they lied to me, I said it's horrible.
No, I would have said good on you, because if Halo 2 is the last one, it would have 45 levels. And it would have all the warthogs. So, or they would
and
eventually
ATVs
release it.
And the boat.
Yeah. Boat? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, there's a boat.
Oh my gosh. That would be so cool
and
to be in a
airplane.
Boat.
There's like a human airplane.
That would be so cool. That... They should have kept that
the
in.
The boat is what I wanted in the most.
Yeah, the boat. That sounds like a really good idea. I didn't even know that.
Because I came up with an idea.
Yeah.
Floating warthog.
Oh, yeah. Floating warthog,
yeah. A boat would have been cool, too.
Yeah, a boat
and
would
I
be good.
And I saw a picture of the boat.
Is it good?
It was like...
Good boat?
A warthog with any wheels.
It's like a...
It was like two warthogs attached to each other.
Yeah.
Without any wheel and like a machine gun at the back.
Yeah. It's like a armored boat. Like a motorboat.
I think it could fit one driver
and two people.
surface and a gunner.
Yeah. And that would have been cool. So that's gameplay.
Yeah.
Which goes off to Halo 2, I'm guessing, because Halo 2 is good. At the gameplay.
Okay, so Halo 2 wins it. Oh, yeah. Gameplay? Oh, and Recon 2 is really intense. But there's seriously too many guys for you to handle. You run in, you die, you have to start the whole level.
Yeah.
And considering you have only yourself and three other teammates.
Yeah.
Facing, there's usually an average of 170 guys on the map.
I was wondering if Rainbow Six 3 sounds kind of like Ghost Recon 2, because in you control a team in both of them.
Yeah.
To a certain degree, and you regroup, and you can let your team do basically the whole
thing. Rainbow Six?
Yeah.
Well, no, no.
Black Arrow.
Isn't smart enough to do the whole thing.
Yeah.
But Rainbow Six?
Mm-hmm.
Is like...
Have you played Black Arrow?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you like it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I liked it.
Not as good as Recon 2, though.
Yeah, I was gonna rent Recon 2. I think that's the next one I have to rent now, because since you're talking about it so much.
Like...
Or even buy.
Three Tom Clancy games.
Yeah.
Okay. Pandora.
Yeah.
Which is all stealth.
Which is... Yeah.
Finding a thousand different ways to kill a guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then you have Recon 2. Mm-hmm. Which you still have to be stealthy, because you don't want to get shot in real life. You get two shots and you're dead.
Yeah.
But, it's faster paced. You can run in and just like kill like five guys and sit back and tell your teammates to go snipe some guy.
Yeah.
And then Rainbow Six is for who like in the middle of those two.
Mm-hmm.
It's like stealth and action.
Yeah. And controls for those two games.
Controls?
Yeah.
By far, Halo 2.
They're just so simple. The controls.
Okay. What makes Fable and some games bad?
It's Fable too much to bad. Do.
No.
To remember?
Fable, there is too little to do.
Too little?
Yeah.
But Halo, there isn't a lot to do. It's just shoot, grenade,
no one
zoom.
Expects a first-person shooter. Be a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah.
Anyway. Recon 2.
But you'd expect
Fable.
An RPG to have a lot to do.
Yeah. Fable. And Recon 2.
Yeah.
You, can't jump.
Can't jump?
You can't jump.
Okay, that's weird. So
what's happening? It's messing up for me.
Why?
It like freezes and there's like no noise at all.
Yeah, I'm just like turning my mic on and off and stuff.
Why?
Because there was outside annoyances.
Oh, okay. I wondered. Okay, anyways.
Yeah.
So you can't jump. With mm-hmm. Ghost Recon, you have to, like, crawl over rocks. Which, by the time you're crawling, you get shot. So, but, and then, Recon 2 has almost the same thing as Halo 2.
Mm-hmm.
They should have, grenades on right, left trigger.
Grenades are on left trigger for Halo.
No, I'm talking about Recon 2.
Oh.
So, Halo 2 wins.
Yeah.
And on Xbox Live Play...
Third.
I'd say... Recon 2... wins by, like, an inch.
Because Halo 2 is a nice system.
Halo 2 is just too popular. You get all these retards playing.
I know.
That's what screws it.
Yeah.
You get... I go into
and
a game,
on Ghost Recon 2, you get all these black people.
Yeah. On Recon 2, on Halo 2, you join a game, and half your team quits.
Yeah, that's true. Or, I mean, people can't even wait for, like, a minute for when it says connecting or reconnecting. Everyone leaves. I'm the only one left. Why can't they wait, though?
Usually, oh, this is good.
Unless it's the one time when it said that, I was waiting there for 25 minutes.
25 minutes?
And then I left.
Well, some. If it's 25 minutes.
But you know what happens then?
Yeah.
The more people wait, the longer it takes.
Oh, yeah. Like one game, the person was they were actually telling this person how to do the router, the hack, so that they'd win. Right in front of me, they were saying how to do it. They're like, okay, so I'll tell you when to turn off your router at the exact time, and when you come back in, you'll win. And I'm like, what the hell? That's stupid. I don't want to be a part of this. I like games where it's more of a collaborative effort and everyone's not just like hating each other and like stupid people like the guy that says, yeah.
That, I like games.
He's like in every game. He follows one.
Mary Poppins?
Yeah.
One of the songs in there says something backwards.
What does it say?
It's like, it's fun to drink all night.
But, I mean, some of these songs you're hearing all the time and you don't think they affect you. But
some
maybe
of them?
They do. Maybe
are
they
think
do.
Are, like, some of the, you know the link I gave you?
Yeah.
Half of them I couldn't understand without the
lyrics. It's kind of like if you could put down any lyrics there, and you'd think that they'd be saying it, but
it's
no,
paranoid.
Those...
People are paranoid.
You can kind of tell once you know the lyrics, but it seems like the lyrics just kind of aid you. But once you know the lyrics, you can kind of make it out, like you're hearing just like a bit hard, like just trying to hear it. But yeah, the most freakiest one was Stairway to Heaven. Definitely,
yeah,
hands down.
I
weird.
Think that one. That one is real, because you know Led Zeppelin?
Yeah.
One concert, he actually played it backwards, and why would he do that if it didn't say anything?
Yeah.
I exactly. found out what it says at the very end of the song.
What?
The lyrics for the very end?
Yeah.
Hang on a second.
Okay. Like, some of them are just like, doesn't matter. Like, Britney Spears one, I don't care about that. But some of them are like just
at
weird.
The very end.
Yeah.
It says play backwards and hear words.
Like the last thing to share with heaven.
Yeah.
He actually says that, and in the real song, it actually it's backwards.
It's backwards. Like that very end sentence. If you turn it backwards, it says play backwards, hear words.
Whoa. So if you're wondering why Led Zeppelin sounds so weird sometimes in the song.
You know how long and hard it would take for him to write two songs? Like, in one song.
I know. It's extremely hard to do that. Because you need to get the exact, like, pitch and how you say it and how fast you say it. Because, you know the Pokemon one, they say, gotta catch them all?
Yeah.
I tried that with my own voice, and you can't make it out. Like, I said, gotta catch them all. Because it's weird. Because the way they say it, the pitch they say it, how fast they say it. Who says
the
it?
The Pokemon one? I think it's sort of paranoia.
Yeah.
Because that one and the John Lennon one.
Yeah. Is the John Lennon the one that says...
I couldn't hear it without the lyric.
Yeah. It's just like... Okay. So... Okay. Do you have any other show
notes?
Like
the Pink Floyd one has to be true.
Which one's the Pink Floyd one?
It's like you discovered the secret message.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that one is so clear. Same with the Eminem one.
Yeah.
It's like, my name is Eminem. My name is Slim.
Yeah, it's, but you can't really... There's nothing really weird in that one. Some of them aren't that weird. Like, Britney Spears isn't that weird. I mean,
Britney Spears, I, like, laughed at.
Yeah, I'm like, eh, that's funny. But,
like, the other one, some, like, really creeped me out. Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah, that really creeped me out. It's weird.
Anyways, so, people, just realize what you're listening to might not be actually what you're listening to.
Exactly.
Because what I think happened to Stairway to Heaven is Led Zeppelin didn't want to write about heaven. He wanted to write about something completely opposite.
So he...
But I don't think the media would let him.
So he did the subliminal messages like, even at Minaj.
Yeah, but he wasn't, like, saying worship Satan. Like, in some parts, it seems he was. But some of it just seemed like a song that was about the devil.
Like, even at Minaj, that's backwards.
Yeah.
But these are like actually... Backwards. These aren't backwards. Like, these if you like, say his words in it...
I don't like it.
...backwards, you need... It doesn't... It has to be the exact same. You can try it yourself.
It probably won't work, though.
No, I've actually reversed it. You need to find the spot where he says it. But I'll give you the
I
link.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, you know how you said, gotta catch them all.
Oh, yeah. No, I meant, like, reversing the song and finding it. You need to know the lyrics to what he's saying to actually think that he's saying something. But they all basically have a theme, like, worship the devil and stuff.
The Pokemon one made me have fear for the little kid.
I know. Because it's, like, all they, like, all these... I mean, if they have that in Pokemon, what about, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! Or whatever, the other shows that, like, everyone's, like, so addicted to? Like, I was going to talk about, Rainbow Six 3 Black Arrow. But, yeah, I guess I have enough time. I have, like... Maybe 4 minutes or something, because I want to make this show like an hour and not too long, not too short. But, Rainbow Six 3 Black Arrow, I like that game. I rented it. It kind of seems like Ghost Recon 2 when you're talking about it. It's kind of like stealthy, like night vision kind of thing. Sneaking behind people and killing them. It's like a more advanced first person shooter that's similar to Pandora Tomorrow. Also Brothers in Arms, really a lot of swearing, but it really doesn't matter. It has really nice, easy controls. Graphics are pretty good. It's pretty realistic to real war. It's like gory and stuff, and the videos are pretty good. Kind of makes you feel like you're part of this one person talking about his day-to-day activities in the war. What I don't like is when it's playing some of these videos, you can't move around at all or anything. You're just kind of stuck there. You can look around, but you can't move. So it's kind of weird. But other than that, it's a good both of those are good games, and when I get to play them a bit more, I can maybe do a review on them. But
I want to play Brother in Arms.
Yeah, Brother in Arms, you were saying it looked really good, so I'm getting that on Monday to play, because me and Huey are swapping, so we each get to play both games, because we wanted to rent both of those games. I mean, and it's a 3-day game, so we're swapping on Monday, and then I can play it on Monday. Tell you about it.
Should have like a party.
What?
Should have like a party.
No.
Yeah.
You should have a party.
Just with me and Huey.
That sounds like a good party. So, yeah, it's a pretty good show. Ko wanted me to shout him out on the show, so I will do that.
Who is Ko?
It's just this guy.
Where did you meet him?
In the bin of IRC. He was there when I was sending the evil letter to Stank Dog.
Oh.
And when I came back from the farms from the dead. And, so, shout outs to Ko. Shout outs to Ubisoft, who made 2 very nice games, Brother in Arms and Rainbow Six 3 Black Arrow. And thanks for listening to Xbox Gamer Radio. And we've kind of drifted away from our original catchphrase, so I'll just say that again. Keep gaming, America.